Now, how do you conduct a comprehensive scientific survey of one of the world's largest rivers? Well, the answer for the Danube River, Europe's second largest, is to gather up the scientists, load them onto ships near the river source, and then float them downstream, complete with labs and white coats. Of course, there's a bit more to it than that, so Kerry Skyring jumped on board to get to grips with river science.
Two ships, the Argos and the Istros, pull away from the dock at Vienna and swing out into the broad, fast-flowing Danube. There are small craft and huge freight barges to avoid, so plenty of tension and activity on the bridges of these vessels. Most of the passengers are out on deck to watch the city's skyscrapers glide past. Their clothing, a mix of white lab coats and wetsuits, confirms that this is no pleasure cruise. In fact, it's the world's biggest river research expedition, and by the time it reaches the Black Sea, it will have travelled 2,000 kilometres and passed through 10 countries. Any doubts about the scientific intent of this trip are dispelled below decks on the Argus. Microscopes, computer screens, samples and just general clutter are the order of the day. Jamila Markovinska from Slovakia's Water Research Institute is leaning over a microscope.
We analyze species diversity and also we count or estimate some biomass. And based on this information, we can calculate some indices which characterize the water quality.
Okay, and what do they tell us about the quality of the water?
Well, there are species which shows that the quality of the waters in the middle, so it means that on the scale between 1 to 5, it's somewhere 2 or 3, between 2 or 3, so it's good or moderate water quality.
24 scientists make up the core team on the two ships. Most of the 14 countries of the Danube River Basin are represented. And the captain of the scientists, if not the ship, is Bela Chanyi, a bagpipe-playing hydrologist. As the ship pulls out of each port, he stands at the prow, launching each new leg of the journey with a tune on his shepherd's goatskin bagpipe. But when the playing stops, the science starts.
The target of this mission is covering the most dangerous organic substances to discover them in the water, in the sediment and in the suspended solid phase, and additionally in the body of the fish. Actually, the liver of the fish or the tissue of the fish is under analysis after this mission, and then we will be able to answer what kind of dangerous substances are present.
Some of the sampling techniques deployed on these ships are unique, like the deep water fishing method developed by Bela and his team from the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. No hook and worm methods here.
The electrofishing means that the current immobilizes the fish, and actually it is not possible for him to escape. It swims rather to the electrode nearby, and then it could be taken out of the water after measuring the body length and numbering them, determination of species and so on there, and then immediately they go back to the water.
We have here a large volume water sampler. And in this moment, the extraction starts and the water is pumped through the solvents, and when it's finished, the next sample will be taken.
So that's Peter Tarabek, a Slovak expert in hydromorphology. He's demonstrating the shiny stainless steel high-capacity water sampler on board. His colleague, Tobias Schulze from Leipzig in Germany, says they want to know what's in the water that shouldn't be in the water.
We are looking for compounds, organic compounds, which are dissolved in the water phase of the Danube River. For example, these are pharmaceuticals, these are plasticizers, fire retardants, which are dissolved in water.
Peter explains how compounds like pharmaceuticals end up in the river.
Humans, when we take a drug or, you know, for your treatment, for your health or anything, it just goes through the municipal wastewater treatment, and these facilities, they are not able to remove them completely or to degrade them, and so they end up in the river or wherever the discharge of the wastewater treatment plant is located.
After the journey is over and the testing is complete, the scientists will have an accurate picture of the Danube's water quality along its entire length. They're also looking at the health of its ecosystems. On board are chemists, microbiologists, hydrobiologists, and specialists in plankton. Austrian scientist Martin Dockerlil joined the joint Danube survey, as it's known, in Regensburg.
It's unique in the respect that there is probably no other river in the world which is so intensively studied as the river Danube. And on top of it, since it's a very international river, there is a lot of different nationalities involved, from Germany down to Romania and Bulgaria. And even the Ukraine and Moldavian are involved.
This is the third major scientific survey of the Danube. They take place every 6 years and are organized by the International Commission for the Protection of the Danube. Bela Csányi was on those earlier expeditions, but has also spent most of his life on the Danube, as a child playing on its shores and as an adult probing its scientific secrets. He hopes that some of the human impact on the river, such as the channeling for ships and the flood controls, can one day be reversed.
When the last disastrous flood happened, lots of flat territories were inundated. I could see the result of the successful spawning of many species. Fingerlings were growing up. These water bodies isolated from the river Danube, water temperature went up, the water volume decreased, huge dying of situations occurred along the whole Hungarian stretch and I suppose along everywhere else too. So this is a very simple thing, just to connect these water bodies together and to the main riverain. As it happened in the past centuries.
Each evening, the scientists gather at the captain's table. Bela Csányi says this is where they compare notes and celebrate.
Some of us, we know each other since decades, and we were growing up together on the Danube, which is not known for the world, but it is very important for us, you know. And whenever we are able to come together, it is really kind of friendship and the celebration of the moment.
The journey will take 6 weeks, so plenty of time for Bela Csányi to practice his bagpipe skills. It will end at the Danube Delta, where water from Germany's Black Forest and the Austrian Alps finally flow into the Black Sea. But the science will go on for years after that, as laboratories across Europe analyse the results of a unique scientific journey. Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.